the programme. So the search now begins for a new Donegal senior football team manager for the men's after Declan Bona resigned yesterday evening. Clubs have been given until August 15th to nominate candidates for the role of senior football team manager. Brendan Devenny, GEA pundit and presenter of the DL debate, joins us on the programme now. Brendan, thanks so much for taking your time out this morning. It's good to see you.
No problem. Good to see you too, Greg.
Right. No surprise in the timing of this decision, and perhaps the timing was right?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe some people thought we should have came a bit quicker. You know, just the manner in which we lost our last game, and I suppose the way we lost the Ulster final, it just seemed like maybe a change was right. Because maybe you looked at a bit of rebuilding has to be done within Donegal. And with Declan having the one extra year, you just thought maybe it is time for a change here and a freshen up.
Yeah, and how would you review Declan Bona's tenure? I mean, obviously, we had back-to-back Ulster wins and lost out in a couple of provincial finals. Some frustration maybe with some of the tactics where some key players were being played. But overall, many, many counties would be very happy with what Mr. Bona delivered.
I suppose the start of it, you see, ignited maybe possibilities. A lot of people had us in as All-Ireland potential contenders. Greg, you know, the very first league game, you know, you go back to away to Kerry and it was 2-18 to 2-14. And this was after the Rory Gallagher depressing negative error in Donegal where it was really, really negative football and we didn't seem to be going anywhere. And I know that was just a league game, but you're like, Donegal's going to open up an attack now. And there was variations of that in the first couple of seasons in particular. And there was a Super 8 game against Kerry in Croke Park, which was 1-19 each. And it was something we hadn't seen in Donegal in a long time. But the last couple of seasons, and I know it's difficult to put a marker on, particularly the COVID seasons there, because there were strains in the knockout last year game to Tyrone. You know, it's hard to kind of quantify that, and even obviously Tyrone going all the way in that. It was a strange season, but certainly this season, there was a huge push to win Ulster, and it started so well against Armagh. I thought Donegal performed really, really well in that game. You know, they played okay against Cavan in that semi-final, but it was an Ulster final. I think the manner in which we lost the game, the tactics that we employed, I think that really started to really get, you know, cause a bit of an issue out there with people asking, where are we going, what's happening? Because we really played the game on Derry's terms and we're right on that regressive negative tactic, Greg, which a lot of people, if you won a game and won a final, I think a team like Derry can stomach that because they're a new team coming up. But for a team like us that's been around, it's not good enough, I think, to play that way. And I think the way we lost in the Armagh, being well beat, you know, put a lot of question marks out there. So for Declan's tenure, listen, brilliant. He played in four Ulster finals. He won two of them. The problem was they were in the first couple of years. And, you know, we were so close in the Super 8s. We lost to Tyrone, you know, in 2018 in Mayo and 2019 games. Any of those games would have really put us on to a different level. We just seemed to come up short in them. But, you know, when you evaluate it, Dick, you got to evaluate Declan's, you know, the squad he's had there, the players that he's had. You know, at times we've had the heights. You know, he's tried to freshen up his backroom team at times. You know, we've had the likes of Carol Lacey, Paul McGonigal and that in there to start, and then Rochford come in and Paddy Campbell this year. So he has tried everything he can to, I think, to freshen it and to come up with the goods. But as I say, this year, I suppose, the manner in which we lost that Ulster final in particular stuck with a lot of Donegal fans.
All right, before we talk about who might replace him, and I think maybe this question depends on which candidates we might be talking about, though we have no candidates as such at this point. Are the players there? You know, you've talked in the past about how our club teams are playing, you know, and maybe that's feeding into how the county squad's playing, or maybe how the county squad's playing is feeding into how the club teams are playing. But if you're coming in and you're saying, right, these are the tools I've got to work with, this is the level expectation, this is the level of success there's been there even in the last 5 years, but I also know that I am going to be absolutely hammered, particularly on anonymous social media, if we start playing in any way negative, you know? So there's a lot of pressure comes with the job. So when you look at the tools that you have, couple that with the pressure that would come and what you believe you'd be able to achieve, is managing Donegal an attractive prospect at the moment? In other words, will people be queuing up to manage the county team?
Yeah, I'd say certainly not, Greg. And, you know, geographically where we're at, it can be difficult at times to get someone from a certain area, because you've got to look at, and particularly if you look at how Booner went for Rochford had All-Ireland final experience. And where do you get people like that? You know, we had to go all the way. He lives in Castlereagh to pull a guy up, to bring a guy in like that there. So it's difficult to run before we get to the players that are the possibilities is out there. But if it's not within the county, it's difficult to get without. And you look at Monaghan have no boss at the minute. Mayo have no boss. They're kind of all within our geographical area. So these managers, it used to be years ago, Greg, you know, if you're a decent club manager, you were in with a shout of getting the county job. If you were an ex-player, it almost was enough. I think now it's not just about the manager, it's the entire team he's going to bring. You know, it's so huge now around the coach you're going to bring, the S&C, the setups, the medical, everything that's involved in that there. It's like you're managing the team, you're almost managing your management team around it. So someone who has the ability to do that, Greg, there's not many people out there like that that'll really progress the team. So I think as quick as some people were quick to get rid of or wanting the boner to go, you were saying, right, what's your options out there? You know, Declan was doing the best he had with what he had, you know, and it's there's not that many people out there to take up.
Well, let's talk about some of them. I mean, obviously, Jim McGuinness is going to be made. His name's going to be mentioned, but he would, I presume, come with... He would come with very high standards or demands in terms of funding for the back team and what have you. Also, could he balance his punditry work where, you know, he's out there front and centre, but he doesn't necessarily have to pick a team and take all the hassle. He's got his article going. You know, could he balance all that? At the same time, he might look at the players available and say, really, my reputation there is pretty solid as Donegal manager. Can I come and enhance that? Or would I end up going backwards in terms of sort of, you know, how people might remember me? I mean, would Jim McGuinness even take it on with what I've said? Or maybe some of it's true, some of it's not. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, it's very hard. Listen, I was speaking about the All-Ireland semi-finals down there. And he's obviously in coaching with Derry City underage. And I think he's put his lot into the soccer world, let's call it, in terms of where he's been at. For him to go back to GAA would be huge. Now, I know you mentioned punditry, but the punditry, I think, probably is... It could be a financial thing, let's be honest. Sky in that article, and that to be good money. Why wouldn't you do it? Fair play to him. He's earned the right to do it. But certainly he couldn't do both, Greg. You know, you can't be doing both. You maybe could do an article. You definitely couldn't be doing the punditry work while Donegal would be in the title, while they'd be in the championship. So whether he's interested or not, as you said, he might look at the squad and think, you know, what's in this for me in terms of his reputation? You know, obviously, Rory Cavanagh won the championship between unions this year, an ex-player, 2012. You know, Carey Lacy was involved with Declan Bonner and highly regarded in that dressing room. The lad says he was first class. He's obviously taken over our whole structure of coaching and doing it all, and that's a big job that he has. So whether he's a possibility, you know, like Eamon McGee and Leo McClune, again, from that 2012 team, were involved in Gary Duffy's under-20s. This year, so those are the type of people that are within the county.
Well, what about a Michael Murphy? He could follow a similar pattern to Declan. I think if he did do this, he'd be following. You know, I think Declan retired around about the same time, went into management pretty quickly. He probably already is quite influential in the setup. Maybe he thinks that, you know, have I got it in my legs anymore? Maybe it's my turn to try and balance an important job in the local IT or the local university.
Are you retiring Michael Murphy?
No, you've said this to me before. I am creating potential, you know, propositions.
Listen, there's no doubt Michael Murphy's going to coach and manage Donegal. That is without a shadow of a doubt, because he has heart and soul Donegal. Now, there's no way that's not going to happen. Whether that's time enough now, I wouldn't say so, Greg. And listen, just the way things ended and the fact that he's captain and in the middle of all that, I think for him to come on fresh, it would be better if there was a break between him playing and doing all that there before he comes back. And I think there's no doubt and he would be a fantastic fella to have managing Donegal. Whether that's a wee bit soon, I mean, if you're asking him to be part player manager, I think that'd be far too much in the current game. And I still think he wants to play. So I think that's something for down the road. But certainly it's something, I think, for Donegal supporters, that something they look forward to in terms of having someone of his stature that will eventually take Donegal.
Niamh Connells, Martin Regan's another name that's been linked to it. So far, I think we've talked about people from within the county, and it was interesting last night to hear Declan say that he believes, you know, I don't want to misquote him, but his preference would be, because he is, of course, a Donegal man through and through, his preference would be a manager from within the county. Would you share that preference? And would you also throw the likes of Martin Regan's name in the hat there?
Yeah, well, Martin Regan has done fantastically well with Niamh Connell. You know, people might talk about the tactics that, that they play. Is that very, very, you know, counter-attack type football, which I think we need to get out of a small bit. Greg, and we were coming out of it, and that's why it was a bit disappointing. We seemed to drop back into it a lot, and people might say that's just the nature of the game. But if you look at the quick counter-attacks, the likes of the Kerry-Dublin game there, you know, they were dropping players in, but the speed of the conversion then up the pitch was totally different to what you'd see in the likes of a terrible Ulster final, you know. So I think balancing that up is the thing. But there's no issue with going outside the county. Of course, people would prefer a player inside the county, but that doesn't really matter. What matters is that the team are happy and coached well and they get the best out of them. So the only person outside for me, Malachy O'Rourke, of course, he's with Waddy Graham's there in Derry. And, you know, he is the guy who's progressed everybody, everywhere he's went, club or county. You know, even in his time with Monaghan there. So every player that's played under him, they've nothing but the best for him. You know, I've spoke to so many from club teams and county teams. So he's the one guy outside that I would be going after if I didn't have the suitable candidate on here.
Right, okay. And as you said, there's vacancies elsewhere. So, you know, a lot of these people, you're going to have to court them, I suppose, to some extent, though there can be some advantage.
There's a three-person panel being put together by the county board there. So listen, just like you mentioned Regan there, I mean, the Donegal clubs can nominate people if they want. But this three-person panel is going to liaise with these people and hopefully get us the best man or woman.
Yeah. Would you like a role in the backroom team?
Greg, you know I'm a bit bad.
Well, you know, you've already got me retiring Michael Murphy, so I might as well elevate you to management, you know.
What do you mean the backroom team?
I think it's a bit soon for you.
but soon. No, Greg, listen.
I mean, be careful what you say because McHugh mentioned in passing on a clip about 2 months ago that, you know, he wouldn't mind managing the team. Do you know what I mean? It was a spontaneous response. And now he's linked with it today, but Martin McHugh's got no interest in this job, has he?
Well, you would think at this point, if he had, he would have taken it.
I was working in sport 20 years ago. And I can't remember who was gone or who wasn't gone. And the first name associated with it always was Martin McHugh.
Yeah, well, listen, we tried as a team at one stage. We kind of put it out to him when we did the manager when I was playing, because a bit like you're on with the Michael Murphy, you know, Martin had such a reputation. Obviously, he took Cavendish and Ulster in 1997 as well. So, you had that thing where it was off. At that time, if he didn't take it, I can't see him taking it now. Of course, son Mark McHugh's doing coach when he was involved in Fermanagh Minors, Donegal Ladies now as well. He's another lad, I think, that would be interested in something like that potentially at some stage.
I think almost the backroom team is going to be really quite interesting in the makeup of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Under whomever stewardship it might be.
The whole team, Greg, and particularly the coach, obviously, you know, and the S&C coaches as well. If you're talking about getting to that next level, Greg, which is, obviously, we'd love to get our Ulster title back first, but not making a semi-final, I suppose, was a big thing that would have annoyed Declan in his time there. But the physical approach to get that, and you hear the stories about our neighbours in Derry and the training they're doing. And listen, part of that worries me a bit because it just seems so OTT in terms of they're basically training every day and weekends away and coaching camps.
That's
and
what
it's
seems
non-stop
to be required to compete.
Especially
when expectations now are beyond a provincial title. So, you know, if you want to play with the big boys, you have to train like the big boys and girls. All right, Brendan, listen, thanks for your time this morning. Sorry, I know you're busy, so I appreciate you taking the time out of your morning. All right,
cheers.
Take care of yourself. Chat Monday. Bye. All right, bye-bye. That's Brendan Devaney there. What do you think? 086 60 25,000. There's only one man for the job, says this listener. That's Martin McHugh. Now is the time for him to step up to the plate. What do you think? I'm angry at this statement of genuine fans. We're all fans. Costs can make it difficult for families to now travel. We don't have to travel to Kerry to prove that. Well, I'm hopefully going to be speaking to Declan Boner later on in the programme. And I suspect that when they talk about genuine fans, he's not talking about you. He's talking about people, probably anonymous, that are abusive towards him and the team in general, mostly on social media. Now, I could be wrong. I'll ask him the question. But I don't think Declan Boner is given out to people who are struggling and can't travel to the games. I suspect he's talking about people who often anonymously are very, very, very nasty and detract from what everyone's trying to do. But as I say, I'll get clarity for you later on. It's not a new manager, Donegal need. It's a new life in the team. The likes of Michael Murphy and others have served their time. Donegal needs new blood. These guys' times are up, full stop. Well, listen, Michael Murphy's one of the best players in the country and still is. Okay, maybe some might say he's played a little bit out of position and we didn't get the best out of him. But he's an incredibly good player, very influential, probably has a long playing career ahead of him. If you're writing him off, I don't know who you think is going to be coming in to replace him. Boris Johnston will be available soon to be the new manager. That comes in from Eileen Inguidor. Eileen, get a cup of tea and sit down. The blood must be rushing to your head. Boris Johnston? Listen, love it. Thanks very much for that. Back with our next guest in a moment.